We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we had Diddy filling in on Tuesday before you got here, Josh. And he thought it was completely bonkers to think that sports fans barbecue in their cars. Have you ever barbecued in your car? You're tailgated in your car?
Never.
Never? You've never tailgated in such harsh conditions that you had to get inside the vehicle?
No, I would be at home.
Oh. Well, you're not as hardcore as I thought you were. I've tailgated in sleet, in driving snow, in rain, in blistering sun. I'm more reliable than the U.S. Postal Service when it comes to being out there.
I would say that you were not prepared, because you got to know when what the weather's going to be, right?
Well, in January in Boone, it's going to suck. You understand that it's going to suck. You just have to be prepared for the suck.
Well, the worst weather that I was a part of as a fan, I want to say it was 2008-ish, when TCU came to Death Valley and played Clemson. It was a monsoon, an absolute monsoon. And I think TCU ended up winning that game like 15-10, something like that. It was crazy. But I remember that it literally was a tsunami.
Well, speaking of which, I was at that Clemson-Notre Dame game 3 years ago,
yeah,
when it was a hurricane. And I'm going to tell you something gross here, okay? I got my ticket to that game simply for being there to drive Sturge's car from the media lot back to the Student Union, because they were doing the post-game show at the Student Union, but Sturge's car was at the media lot, right? So all I had to do was walk from the stadium back to the media lot after the game, get the car, take it over there. I was so drenched, like to the bone, that when I got all the equipment inside got everything inside that I needed to, I was in the bathroom changing clothes. You know that little pad of dead skin that forms on the bottom of your toe? Like forms on the outside, the callus, that big callus there?
Yeah, it's called a bunion.
Yeah, it's not a bunion. It's different.
Okay.
It's different. But anyway, the thing just fell right off. So I went from having a callus right there on the outside of your toe, like everyone has, it just slid right off. Gross, but that's how soaked to the core I was.
You were hardcore about it, man. Welcome to Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate on this Friday, July 19th, 2019 edition.
Googling bunions so we can be very specific here.
Everybody's Googling bunions right now. I am Josh Phillips, sitting in for the vacationing Mark Sturgis. Mark is on vacation in Orlando. Diesel and I will take you home. We've been here since Wednesday. Today will be my last day. After today, you will not hear from me until January. Some of you won't like that. A lot of you will like that, according to Twitter. So it depends on what perspective.
And who cares what Twitter says?
That you have. Yeah, that's the way I do.
Generally is a cesspool.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I use it for information now, dealing with high school athletes that love social media, and it seems to be that's the communication of choice. But today will be our last day. Sturge will be back on Monday. We have got a flat, jam-packed show planned for you for the next 3 hours. If you've been a part of the show the last 2 days, buckle in, buckle up, sit down, buckle up, and get ready for the absolute fastest 3 hours in sports talk radio. We have more fun on this show than anybody else anywhere. I don't care who that does the show. It's just a fact. If you want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776 is the call-in line. Hit us up on the Health Dare text line. Text ESPN to 71307. I'm excited about the guest list that is going to join us today. Two very prominent, award-winning sports media people. At 6 o'clock, at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, we will welcome in veteran WIS Channel 10 out of Columbia, national award-winning sportscaster Rick Henry, who's also a friend of mine, is going to join us. Rick was at SEC Media Days, so we will get him on to get his perspective on the state of the Southeastern Conference and kind of the vibe that was in Birmingham. Rick is an outstanding man. He's a wonderful, wonderful sportscaster. Was nominated and has won multiple national awards across the country. Was actually awarded the ESPN. I'll have to get him on to explain it, but it was Bob Lee of Out of Bounds and ESPN Sports Center, who just retired, gave him the award along with Linda Cohn and that group. So we will welcome Rick Henry in of WISS 10 out of Columbia, who is down in Birmingham. He will join us at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. At the top of the 5 o'clock hour, we will welcome in Will Vandervoort, Clemson insider, Tiger Illustrated author, written many, many books, award-winning sports media personality in his own right, will join us. At the top of the 5 o'clock hour, so we are excited about having Rick Henry on, as well as Will Vandervoort of Tiger Illustrated, or the Clemson Insider, excuse me, will be on with us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. So you better get in quick. Yesterday's show was as fun as it could possibly be. We talked about the SEC East. I told you where I thought the SEC East would shake out. I've got Georgia playing LSU for the SEC championship, and I've got LSU winning the SEC championship and going to the college football playoff. Today we're going to talk about, man, there's a lot of trash talk going on. But the thing that I love about it, it's trash talk from people that are not supposed to be trash talking. You've got Dabo Swinney talking a little trash. You've got Will Muschamp having to respond to trash and him kind of doing a little bit of trash talk in his own right. Will Muschamp was asked if he could pick a coach to play for, who would it be if it was Nick Saban or Dabo Swinney? And Will Muschamp picked Nick Saban. Also, Will Muschamp was on his ear during his time at SEC Media Days when a reporter asked him, is South Carolina, because of Clemson's success, is South Carolina the little brother to Clemson? And Coach Muschamp did not appreciate that question. I mean, literally, as soon as the question got out, I watched the video of it, and Will's face turned a bright scarlet. And I was pulling for him to become Boom. You know, Coach Muschamp has an alter ego that is a crime-fighting, I don't know if he's a villain. I don't know if he's a...
he's an anti-hero.
I don't know what he is, but he becomes Boom. And I was hoping we were going to get Boom.
What you're saying is he does good things, but he does them in a bad way.
Correct.
All right. Now, so that would be Deadpool, maybe your Venom type of character.
Yeah, absolutely. And Boom will come out on the sideline. Now, he hasn't come out on the sideline too much since he's been in Columbia, because Ray Tanner, actually, before he hired Coach Muschamp, they actually had to have an intervention about how they were going to contain Boom. And Coach Muschamp had to put in an intervention plan on the availability and the presence of Boom at South Carolina. And Ray Tanner had to get his assurance that Boom was not going to show up that much. Yesterday, Boom was close to showing up at SEC Media Days. Or excuse me, on Wednesday. We'll get Rick Henry's take on that as he was in the audience covering SEC Media Days. Also, we'll talk about the Open. Used to be known as the British Open. David Duval. You know, David Duval carded a 15 on one hole yesterday. Hole number 7. If you're an amateur and you play golf and you always wanted to play like a pro, well, guess what? You got your chance. David Duval, the man who at one time was the number one player in the world and has carded a 59 in a professional event, carded a 17 on one hole.
Ouch. I don't think I've ever gotten a 17 on a hole. I take that back. I have. I've definitely gotten a 17.
Brett Friedlander of the North State Journal, who we've had on before, tweeted out. Somebody said that David Duval today recorded a 34. And Brett Friedlander responded with, on one hole, are we shocked? Jim Harbaugh has gotten himself in hot water by talking trash. Apparently, Jim Harbaugh taking a shot at Urban Meyer by saying, yes, he has won a lot of games, but everywhere he's went, controversy has followed. I hate to say this, but Jim Harbaugh's right. I mean, I really don't have a problem with what he's saying. Obviously, Ohio State people have a problem with that. And then there's the Tyreek Hill situation. I'm going to address this in the next segment because I've got a perspective that I don't hear anybody else talking about. I hear a lot of rush to judgment, and some of it is warranted. Anybody that heard the audio from Tyreek Hill and the dialogue between he and his girlfriend, I mean, there's some things that Tyreek Hill has to get right. I'm not going to take away the criticism for him threatening his girlfriend. Look, you can't do that. I'm not going to take away the criticism that he's been investigated and arrested in his past. But I've got a perspective on this situation that I'm not hearing anybody else talk about. And I'm going to bring that to the show today. And you're not going to want to miss that in the next segment. We're also going to talk some ACC football. I'm going to ask Will Vandervoort about that as well. Clemson, I've never been around a team that has won 2 national championships in 3 years that has to defend that legacy. It literally blows my mind, especially off a team that went 15-0. But we're going to talk to Will Vandervoort about that. The other thing, Peyton Manning talking trash to Tony Romo about Tony Romo's broadcast career. We'll get into that because Peyton Manning, not a fan of Tony Romo.
Really? With those commercials? Look, they're funny. They're funny. And if that deadpan humor is what they're asking for, I really feel like that's who he is, though. Who Peyton is.
Well, they got it, and
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Figure out what the beef is between Romo and Manning. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. Welcome back in on this Friday. I hope everybody had a great week. As we are straight up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate, I am Josh Phillips. As we hasten into the weekend, you know, I want to touch on this Tyreek Hill situation. If you want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776 is a call-in line, or hit us up on the Healthdare text line. Text ESPN to 71307. We're so quick to pass judgment without having all the facts. And again, I'm not saying that Tyreek Hill has not warranted a lot of the criticism that he is receiving right now. I'm not saying that the Kansas City Chiefs are not warranted with some of the criticism that they're received right now. If anybody has heard the audio, and I'm not going to play it. Mark Ryan, host of Offsides, he and Lonzo got into it. He played the entire clip. If you want to listen to the entire audio of Tyreek Hill between him and his girlfriend, go on to the ESPN Upstate website, download the podcast from Offsides, and you can listen to it to your heart's content. I've listened to it, and when I first heard it, my gut reaction was to get pissed off. And then I heard something in the clip that gave me pause. And when I heard it, I thought, you know what, Josh? There's something more to this than meets the eye. So before you rush to judgment, Josh Phillips, you need to do some research. And you need to educate yourself. Because here's the problem with knee-jerk reactions. It creates uneducated, ignorant statements. And I was falling into that trap. So what I did is I went back and I listened to the clip again because I wanted to make sure I heard what I heard. And it is exactly what I heard. And so then when I heard it, I needed a little help with it. Because I'm a white guy. And race plays a factor in this. Now, I'm not going to go all Dan Lebatard like he did yesterday. I enjoy Lebatard, but sometimes he goes off the rails. Because there's a part in that clip where Tyreek Hill says, and I can't say it verbatim because of FCC laws, and I would not ever be able to come back on the radio, nor would I be able to pursue my career of helping and coaching high school athletes. But there's a part in that clip where Tyreek Hill tells his girlfriend, white people don't give a blank about us. And so I called a very dear friend of mine who I love, who I respect, who I would give my life for. That's a black man. And I said, I need you to give me some help with this because I don't understand this. I don't get it. And he kind of laughed and he said, all right, what do you want to know? And I told him about it. And he said, well, from Josh, from your perspective, your reaction makes sense. And he knows about the Tyreek Hill situation. And he said, Josh, I'm not going to defend him breaking his son's arm. He said he got a little out there. He said, but much like Adrian Peterson, you know, Adrian Peterson came under a lot of scrutiny that I thought was unfair. I thought Adrian Peterson was well within his right as a dad. And you can or cannot agree with me. I really don't care. I thought Adrian Peterson was railroaded. And the thing that made me want to dig a little deeper into this Tyreek Hill situation is people don't just do things for no reason. We do things, and look, I'm not saying all this because I want you to feel sorry for Tyreek Hill. What I want you to do is understand him. Because I needed that. Now, some of you out there may be like, I don't want to understand him. Okay, well, then you're an idiot if you've got that perspective. Because as human beings, we should all have the thought process and the heart to understand why somebody else does what they do. And so I started doing some research on Tyreek Hill. He's no stranger to the law. Guy's been in trouble since he's been in high school. He grew up in Pearson, Georgia. He was procreated by two teenage parents who ended up abandoning him and letting his grandparents raise him. And his grandparents were not unknown to the law. His grandfather was arrested on multiple chances, multiple opportunities for battery against women. His grandmother was not unknown to law enforcement, as she was arrested for multiple situations. So right off the bat, this young man is growing up in an environment where he has to deal with things as a child that nobody else has to deal with, or at least I would hope you wouldn't want to deal with it. And then he has to make it on his own, which develops a hard edge on somebody. If you've come up the hard way, you know what I'm talking about. And then the other thing that goes into it, and this is where my friend helped me understand what it's like to grow up in that environment from a black culture. And see, that makes white people uncomfortable. And what it means is, and this is what my friend told me, is Josh, in the black community, especially dads, they feel the pressure that they have to raise, especially their sons, with a twice as toughness in order to get through the world, because there is a feeling that their sons are going to have to work twice as hard to get ahead in life. Now, does that excuse Tyreek Hill from breaking his son's arm, from punching him in the chest? No, it doesn't. But you know what? Tyreek Hill's not the only one that feels like he has to prepare his son for a world in which his son basically has to be perfect. And from your perspective, it may be, man, that's horrible. Well, the environment that Tyreek Hill grew up in and the world in which he's trying to prepare his son for is horrible. Because from Tyreek Hill's perspective, he's having to train his son to grow up in a world where at a routine traffic stop, he may get shot by a cop. For doing nothing. And I'm not on here to go after law enforcement. They've got a tough job. I'm trying to paint the picture of the perspective of Tyreek Hill and what's going on with his son. Much like Adrian Peterson. And when you look at it through his eyes and you look at it through his perspective, I'm not saying you've got to agree with him. I'm not saying that you don't need to be critical of him. What I'm trying to get you to understand is to understand him. And that's something that we all need to do. We all need to take a step back, especially in this politically charged environment where we're constantly barraged with having to deal with the race issue in this country. And it's my hope, and I've actually changed my opinion. At first when I heard the tape, I'm like, the Kansas City Chiefs, they should cut this guy. They should get rid of this guy. They should throw him out in the street. Well, guess what? That's what Tyreek Hill's had to deal with all of his life. I'm hoping the Kansas City Chiefs will get him help. I hope they get him life skills help. I hope they get him parenting help. I hope they get him help on how to adjust from where he came from to where he is now as a superstar athlete. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in JW. JW wants to talk Tyreek Hill. JW, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Long-time listener. I love the first part you said, you know, where you said, you know, I talked to my friends and got the perspective from the other side. That is, I'm now a father of three. I've got one little boy. Just now starting to get a teenager. And I understand what you're saying. I echo your sentiment for what you're saying. But some of those things, there was Tyreek Hill, the environment which you raised in, a lot of times, yeah, sometimes you may act of it, but we've got to know that we've got to raise above it and we've got to be better than what our previous generations were. He got into the same trouble for abusing the girlfriend when he was in college. And, yeah, he should get some help, but I think at some point he's got to realize and understand that there's consequences more than just football to what you do in life. And the consequences and the actions, a lot of it's not going to come down. It's not going to happen to him. It may happen to his son. You know, he may see what daddy did, and now he thinks it's okay for what daddy does. You know, luckily I'm blessed and thankful that I wasn't raised up in an abusive situation. But my father, you know, he came from a, you know, single-parent household, eight brothers and sisters in the ghetto of North Charles, you know. But he has made leaps and bounds and done he's proved himself. My father was the first black guy in South Carolina to own his own Burger King in 1987, and we still got a franchise now, you know. But like you're saying, the world and the climate that it is, I hope it does change, because like you said, my father told me, you know, you're going to have to work twice as hard because people are going to doubt you just because of the skin color that you're in. And I'm having to have the same talk with my son now, and my wife, she gets mad because she's saying I should not have this talk, but unfortunately, because she thinks, you know, the world has changed, but I think it's changed also. But I work in customer service, and as much as I like to think that it's changed, you get too many people on a daily basis to let you know that you're still in the South and we still have these same thoughts about you. But hey, I love the sense. I love your statement. I love where you're going on, because a lot of times you don't hear that point from the other side.
JW, thank you for the phone call. You call back anytime. You call back anytime. And I wish you God's blessings on raising your children. And Congratulations for your dad and the things that he's had to overcome and that he's had to accomplish, you know, in his life. And that goes to the point that I bring up. And, you know, I'm glad JW said this. You know, I'm not trying, and I'm going to say it again, I'm not trying to feel sorry for or get you to feel sorry for Tyreek Hill. I am trying to get you to understand him and understand his worldview and what he's trying to prepare his son for. And surely most of us can relate to that. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back in to this Friday, July 8th, 19th, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I'm Josh Phillips sitting in with Diesel over there on the board as we go into the weekend. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Probably going to go catch a Drive game tomorrow night. They play a 7 p.m. first pitch game downtown Greenville. Probably going to go hit that. I was down there this morning, and I'm telling you, man, downtown Greenville is gorgeous. And it is so peaceful first thing in the morning. There's no one there. You don't have to fight anyone for parking. You know, it's not like on the weekends where it's absolutely nuts. Get down there on a work day at like 8 a.m. Man, it's quiet. It's eerie almost. If you're used to going down there when it's packed, it's eerie how.
Well, when you first said that you were going to catch something, I thought you were going to talk about one of them hogs that you caught at a Furman. And I'm not talking an actual pig. Diesel is on the pro bass tour. I mean, he's pulling 20-pound bass. I thought that pond over at Furman was only like 2 or 3 feet deep. And, man, they're pulling
biggins,
great white sharks out of that sucker.
Yeah, well, today I didn't have that kind of luck. I was fishing that little section of the Reedy right above the falls, you know, but down from Richardson Street down to the man-made falls. And caught a lot of sunfish, no bass. I didn't see any bass. I had my polarized glasses, didn't see a thing.
Well, from what I saw, man, I don't know what they're feeding them, but whatever it is, keep going, because those things, I mean, I can see why that all of the ducks around there are disappearing, because they got to be feeding on them things. If you want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776. Or hit us up on the Health Dare text line. Text ESPN to 71307 as we continue the discussion about Tyreek Hill. And, you know, the way that, you know, being a parent is hard. You know, it's obvious to me the guy is crying out for help. He's wanting somebody to just love him. And not just him, but his son. And he's got a lot of anger, and he's got a lot of rage, and he's got a lot of internal things inside of him that he doesn't know how to deal with, that quite frankly, he didn't choose to have. So when you're raised by your grandfather and you're watching your grandfather beat up people, women included, what type of example is that? In an article that I read about him, he did an interview and a reporter asked him, were spankings and corporal punishment a part of your household? And he kind of laughed and he said, that's putting it mildly. Now, most people that are over 40, I'm sure was involved in some type of physical discipline at home. I mean, I can recall a time, this is not a lie, you'll probably laugh. I laugh about it now. My brother and I laugh about it now. We messed up and we got a spanking with a buggy whip. And people were mad. That's why me and my brother, we were like, these people are insane that were trying to crucify Adrian Peterson because his son had whelps on his legs. My brother and I had whelps for like 6 months.
Oh, I used to get the belt. I used to get a belt across the backside. But I learned. See, you know, you learn quickly when you're that child. You learn quickly to behave right or you're going to get more of this. And no kid wants more of that.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, the world is not easy. Even in America. You know, my dad, one of the things my dad, and he was tough. I mean, my dad's one of the toughest human beings I've ever been around. And he had to fight and claw and scrap to get everything that he had. You know, and I can remember him telling us, son, the world is unforgiving. People are going to use you. People are going to disappoint you. And as a man, you got to find a way to get through it. Now, I was fortunate enough to have a dad that taught me those things. JW sounds like, and he even said it, but not everybody has that. So then what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to survive? How are you supposed to eat? How are you supposed to function? Who's supposed to teach you right from wrong? Who is supposed to ingrain in you the values that we say you're supposed to know? You don't believe me? Go to Alphabet Street in Anderson. And that's just a little taste. And again, I'm not saying that people should feel sorry for, I mean, because at 25 years of age, you know, Tyreek Hill, he's got to somehow figure it out. And I hope, and it is my prayer, that the Kansas City Chiefs will get him help. Because when you start talking about domestic violence and you start talking about, and look, let me be clear about this. I don't care what your upbringing was. I don't care what your situation was at home. Unless she's got a gun and getting ready to blow your brains out, there is never an excuse for a man to put his hands on a woman. You know, that's one thing that I applaud Steve Spurrier for, is he laid it out to his players. Guys, I don't care what happens. If you put your hands on a girl, you're done. That was a value of his that he told his football players right from the get-go that this is a non-negotiable. Who told Tyreek Hill that? Who set the precedence for him? You know, because I hate when I hear people say this, well, he's just supposed to know. Well, if he's just supposed to know, what genie in the lamp is going to teach him that? This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. Welcome back into the final segment of the first hour, Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips, sitting in for the vacationing Mark Sturgis. Mark will be back on Monday. If you want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776, or hit us up on the Health Dare text line, text ESPN to 71307. And putting a bow on the Tyreek Hill situation, because there's other things that we need to get to today. In the next hour, we'll be joined by Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider to talk about ACC Media Days, to talk about Clemson, to talk about the situation with John Simpson and the back and forth and all of that. We'll have him on, and then at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, we will have nationally award-winning sports caster Rick Henry of WIS-10 out of Columbia, South Carolina, who was at SEC Media Days, and he will give us his insights and thoughts from Birmingham. You know, I'm not ever going to tell somebody what they need to think or what they need to feel about a situation like the Tyreek Hill situation. The only thing that I will ask is this. Educate yourself. Think things through before you speak. And I'm not saying, again, that Tyreek Hill doesn't deserve a suspension. He doesn't deserve some type of discipline, because the thing is, at 25 years of age, at some point you got to grow up. And unfortunately, in our country today, there are thousands of Tyreek Hills that have come up the hard way that are now in jail, that are now in prison, because those are the consequences of what they have. And me, quite honestly, I'm astonished that he's not in jail. The good Lord showed him a lot of mercy by him not being behind prison bars. And that he hasn't ended up a statistic. Because the truth of the matter is, folks, poverty, you've only got a kids that are brought up in poverty, and I don't care what the ethnicity is, only have a 5% chance of getting out of that poverty. So they've got a 95% chance of the cycle repeating itself and becoming a statistic. So I would caution you that if you come across a young person, take time out to find out what their situation is. You know, Mark Ryan said some things that has hit home with me, you know, because he and I have a similar background, in that when he was in Houston, he worked with high school kids and at-risk youth there in the greater Houston area. And I'm sure he could tell you some stories, just like I could from my coaching days. And now that's why I love high school players, is because I've got a chance to make a difference with them before they get out into the world. And if it means making a difference in one of their lives that prevents the next Tyreek Hill, then my time as a high school coach has been a success. I don't care how many wins and losses that I took. I had somebody yesterday on Twitter, a very stupid individual, you know, that wanted to be critical of me because of my criticism of Nick Saban, and they took a shot at me about my high school or our team's record. And quite honestly, I don't really care, because I didn't go back into high school to see how many wins and losses I could get. I gave up that life when I got out of college coaching. I went back into being a high school coach to make a difference in young people's lives. And if we win a few games along the way, great. But if in my time, my influence can help prevent the next Tyreek Hill, then that's worth more to me than 9 state championships and the Hall of Fame or any of that stuff. Because when I went in it about myself and wanting to be a college coach, that's when it was about me. This time it's about pouring into these young kids to help them be better, because not all of them came from the upbringing I came from. None of them came from different situations. And every day I deal with kids that don't know where their next meal's coming from and don't know where they're going to sleep. One of our players was living out of a Waffle House. And if you're a high school coach, you understand what I'm talking about, because those championship rings don't mean anything when that young man graduates and goes on to be a productive member of society. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.